Last month, the province approved the first stage of a three-stage application process to build a year-round 30-hectare village for skiing, hiking, and mountain biking between New Denver and Kaslow. The developers backing the Zinkton project have been told by the BC government's Mountain Resorts branch they can get to work on Stage 2. That's a formal proposal document detailing the project's scope and the impacts on the environment. If you were listening to KCR last week, you heard the concerns of a group who want to see Zinkton scrapped in favor of a connective corridor of intact wilderness stretching from Kokanee Glacier Park to Goat Range Park, right through the mountains where Zinkton would be built. New Denver's David Harley, the lead investor in the Zinkton Lift Company, is here today to respond to some of the comments that were made last week by the Wild Connection Group. Good morning, David. Must be beautiful up there in New Denver today.
Beautiful this morning. Good morning.
Good morning. David, Nikki Blackshaw and KL Keevy, representatives for the Wild Connection, were on the show last week. The group's slogan is "Press Pause, Let's Plan." Essentially, they don't want to see any development in the proposed Zinkton area. They feel it's important to save the land as is to maintain an environmentally sound connection between the two parks we just talked about. Firstly, from a habitat protection point of view, you and some of the consultants you've hired, 18 of them thus far, believe that Zinkton will not impede the north-south seasonal wildlife corridor that opponents say is threatened by the projects. Can you explain why?
Well, sure. It's a bit of a fiction to say that they want to maintain an environmentally sound connection. This is not wilderness. This is an unremediated mining district above Retallack. It is desperately in need of a little love and a cleanup. The waterways are flowing into the diggings and into the slag piles and leaching into the soil and it needs some love, and that's our proposal. Essentially, centers around that desire to do that heavy lifting and remediate some of these problems.
Speaking of giving the area some love, David, from an economic development point of view, why do you disagree with some of the opposition to Zinkton? You've previously quoted some telling numbers on New Denver's population, the economically difficult winters there, and the fact that there's a well-entrenched core of people in the community who like things just as they are. What's going on from an economic development point of view?
Well, the province, as you know, growing at 6 or 7%, and some of the communities in the North Sultan or over on the Kootenai Lakeside shrinking at about the same rate. You know, you're picking up about a 13% budgetary problem per decade. Growth then becomes an issue. The population here has declined from 1,200 people in New Denver down to 450, of which half are over 70. So when the BC government sees things like that, they really, and they have been very clear about suggesting that either you fix this or your funding is in danger.
David, there have been a few other tough allegations leveled against the development. One, that Zinkton is a real estate land grab. What's your response to that?
Well, that's pretty hilarious. I mean, it's a lease. We're talking about leasing this land for 50 or 60 years. We're talking about spending $9 million, initiating a remediation program where we repair, restore, regenerate, and strengthen the wildlife corridor that is currently a mess, frankly. And doing nothing really isn't doing good. You know, you have to roll your sleeves up, and no matter what your narrative is, no matter where your politics are, it really comes down to who's going to do the work and clean this up, because it's a big mess up there. But the ski opportunity creates cash flow that can be repurposed to do some good. And what's better than that? Who else is going to do it?
David, we've discussed a little bit of this off air. Zinkton is a village. It is not a sizable resort development. It's a backcountry operation. But for folks who don't know, and myself included, not entirely clear on how much accommodation avail will be there at full build out. Will there be condos? Will there be any small hotels? Will there be any standalone chalets? What will it look like at full build out in regards to accommodation avails?
Our objective is to set a new benchmark in high elevation, high latitude village development in the mountains. And to do that, you have to walk away from density. You can't have 15 hotels. You can't. So basically, from a design perspective, right up front, we said no hotels, no condos. And then what flows from that, from a design or a planning perspective, is something that's very different than what you would see at a traditional ski area. You get something that's much more rural, something that's very pedestrian-oriented, not car-oriented. You get something that where there's no dark houses because people have suites for rent in their homes, and so you get the guest traffic is moving throughout the village. So you get a very different feel, a very different, more organic kind of approach to it, and one of the big things on high elevation, high latitude is wildlife porosity. So how easy is it for mammals moving around to get from one side to the other? And so we spent a lot of time on wilderness overpass or wilderness overpasses and designing little neighborhoods in pods that have huge green spaces between them so that there's lots of opportunity for that to happen.
David, speaking of green spaces, you've partnered with Silversmith Power and Light to deliver what the Zinkton Plan calls certified green climate neutral electricity for the project. Some of your opponents say that you're greenwashing. You disagree. What's your response?
Well, it depends whether you think greenhouse gases are an issue, and we do, and anybody who wants winter and powder snow in 30 years from now has to pretty much sit on the side of we need to eliminate greenhouse gases, and you're either part of the problem or you're part of the solution. And Zinkton is very much keen on being part of the problem and or part of the solution, and that requires using certified green power rather than carbon dense power.
Wild Connection, who we had on the show last week, says that in less than a full week, they have collected over 1,000 signatures on a petition calling for the end of the Zinkton Village project. What kind of following and support does your proposal have?
Well, I think it's fair to say that we have really strong local support. This town has been suffering from a long time. And province-wide, region-wide, there's a lot of people out there who see the merits. They particularly like that we're reaching for this very high ecologically sound standard for village development. And you're asking me to blow my own horn, but 1,000 signatures is meaningless in this game. And you need to get a lot closer to bigger numbers of several orders of magnitude larger than that to make a difference.
What sort of following do you have on your socials for Zinkton, David? You've been promoting over online for a year or two or more. You've had some press from some of the heavyweights like Powder Magazine, Ski Canada. What sort of traction do you have?
Well, we have a tremendous following, nearly 20,000 followers. But we also, when we post a video clip or something like that, it's not uncommon for us to pop to 50 or 60,000 views within 72 hours.
We're speaking with David Harley. He's the main investor in the Zinkton Lift Company up in New Denver. Just a couple more questions before we go, David. You have said that you recognize that the first stage of the application, that's called the Expression of Interest, the EOI, needed some work. How's it been improved?
So back in May, we went public with the EOI, and we sat down with a whole bunch of people in small groups. I drove all over the country to meet with folks, and a lot of ideas that came out of those face-to-face meetings were really, really kind of highlighted how passionate people are about doing this kind of exercise properly. And so moving the backcountry lodge up onto the ridge rather than being a wildlife border was a no-brainer. various other things to do with porosity, village porosity, and analyzing where the bear habitat is and where it isn't. Where we plant for the village is in a 5 or 6,000 acre low quality bear habitat. So, you know, there was a lot of revelations, a lot of great ideas, a lot of suggestions on how to communicate the message, because there's a lot of moving parts in this message. And, people are inclined to read the first three pages or first three sentences and then just default to sort of.
David, what happens next? Obviously, you know, you've gotten this green light from the province. What do you have to do to meet the requirements for the next stage of the proposal? And when can folks expect to see that completed?
Well, the formal proposal that we're doing now is essentially complete. We're waiting for a couple of pieces from some of the consultants, and then we will present that to the province. They review it, establish a list of what ifs and what be covered.
Sounds like we're losing you, David. Your cell's breaking up just a little bit. Are you still there? Can you hear us?
Yeah, sorry about that.
No problem. We're pretty much wrapping up. Just a quick question again. The formal process it will now be underway. Just quickly, when can folks expect to see that completed? What's your date?
That will be completed very soon. The government will do their assessment, establish a list of top priorities that need to be addressed as we move into the master planning process.
Okay, and last question. You spent a lot of time up there in the Zinkton area. How has the winter been for 2020-2021?
You know, for an old guy who's been skiing for 50 years, it's been, for me, probably one of my best winters. I mean, there's been a tremendous amount of snow. The weather's been real cooperative, and the abbey conditions have been stable or manageable, and it's been one heck of a winter.
Right on. Well, David, if one of the perils of the job is having to get out there and tour around and check out the ridge and take a couple of turns, I guess somebody's got to do it. So we'll let you get back at it. And we really thank you for the time, eh?
Okay. Thanks so much, guys.
All right,
thanks, David.
That's New Denver's David Harley, the lead investor in the Zinkton Lift Company, responding to some of the comments made last week by the Wild Connection Group here on Kootenai Morning. Last month, the province approved the first stage of a three-stage application process to build a year-round 30-hectare resort, not really resort, a village and a backcountry ski operation for skiing, hiking, mountain biking between New Denver and Caslow. That second stage, the formal proposal, as Mr. Harley noted, is underway.